Critics argue that the delegation reportedly receiving daily stipends of $1,500 each is irresponsible at a time when the country's economy is struggling due to lack of investment and massive unemployment. Making reference to various images showing President Robert Mugabe slipping through discussions, Fortune Mlalazi of the opposition People's Democratic Party, led by former Finance Minister Tendai Biti, said there was no purpose for the Zimbabwean leader being there.
There is only one thing that the president is there to do, that is to slip, or we can substitute it with insulting others. That is the best that the president can do there in New York. He has got no meaningful contribution to the country or to the world.
However, Joseph Tuma, a legislator and member of the ruling ZANU-PF party, dismissed the criticism, saying that President Robert Mugabe is right to attend the meetings as he plays a crucial role at forums such as the United Nations General Assembly.
There are a lot of agreements that take place there. There are so many conventions that have come out of those forums, and for the president to be part of that is very essential. I believe if you remember back then, there was the issue of the Security Council that the president and some other African leaders stood for until Africa was also recognized. So it seems correct for the president to go to those kind of forums so that we advance our cause as Africa and as Zimbabwe. Particularly, but as Africa, really, we need to engage those people, and they need to see the collective voice of Africa standing up to say, we are equal as well to you, the first world country.
Tuma noted that critics of President Mugabe have no real basis to question the president's trips.
That's right. Even Jesus was criticizing. They called him a glutton and a drunkard, yet he was the Messiah. So we don't expect anything less as well. If you are the president, you are in the center of the storm. So those kind of criticisms are bound to come your way.
But Mlalazi said there is no proof of any outcome of the agreements signed or benefits to Zimbabwe.
There are no agreements. No one wants to sign an agreement with Mugabe. Or rather, they must show us some of those agreements and their success. We have seen people coming here promising to come back with investment, but they all disappear.
Further sparking debate about President Mugabe's trip to New York with his family was a picture that went viral Tuesday of son Balamain Chatunga at a McDonald's outlet and his security aides carrying shopping bags from high-end stores like Gucci. Mlalazi said this is the trend that the first family has been showing for some time.
It doesn't surprise us. You must remember that this whole thing started with the father, then came the mother. Now it is with the children. It's going to also cascade down to the grandchildren. This shopping thing, they do it at the expense of poor Zimbabweans.
But Suma raised issue with this argument, saying all young kids like high-end merchandise. Suma said, contrary to belief that the government is paying for the family's expenses, the first family has enough of its resources to foot the bill.
Let's be honest here and sincere. I would wish for my child whatever is the best value, in life, and so would you, so would anybody else. And so if the president's son decides to get something good for himself, and especially also consider that he is not taking money from the fiscal, he is not taking money from government, because you must remember that this very first family that we are talking about is an entrepreneurial family. We know they are running a business here in Zimbabwe.
Mlalazi questioned the productivity levels at Alpha and Omega Company that the family owns, saying many in Zimbabwe cannot afford the company's products.
We know is that that farm, Kushungo Dairy, produces poison, and no one buys that poison. In simpler terms, they are producing ice cream and all those other small things. Zimbabweans cannot afford to buy ice cream. So where are they getting that money from? They cannot sell ice cream and buy Gucci. It doesn't make sense.
President Mugabe, who is contesting in the 2018 presidential election, will address the United Nations General Assembly on Thursday. Reporting for VOA Zimbabwe Service, this is Steve Stube in Washington.